Can I have a mover to recommence the meeting? Moved Councillor Carter. Do I second it? Councillor Arif seconded. Do I have any against? 7-0. I'll declare the meeting Audit and Risk and Governance Committee meeting on the 21st of November open at 5:30. And in doing so, acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people, and recognise the contributions of Gariyata elders, past, present, and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Members, currently we have Councillor Hebbarb on approved leave of absence, and Councillor Pitt is currently absent. Do I have any declarations of interest from members, from council? No? Neil? So we will continue from item 5. Applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Yes. 23rd to the 27th of November. November.
Myself, ma'am. 4th to the 8th of December. Sorry, change that 1st to the 8th of December.
Do I have any other applications?
From the 29th of November to the 5th of December
for Councillor Carter. No other applications? Can I have a mover in those applications for leave of absence? Move Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif seconded. Do I have any against? Motion's passed, 7-0. Item 6, attendance by a telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications?
Well, not to this one, but to the OCM.
The OCM?
Tomorrow. I've already sent a text to the secretary.
Okay. Is it already done, or do we have to list it in this one?
You can list it now.
Okay.
I'll be by phone tomorrow.
Do I have any further applications for attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications? Could I get a mover? Moved Councillor Carter. Seconder, Councillor
McDonough.
And do I have any against? Motion's passed 7-0. McDonough. Item 7, public time. I'll take the note as read by the public and open public question time at 5:34. Do I have any questions from the public?
My name is Dina Banghas of 6 Sodorelli Street, Port Hedland. My first question is this: could you please confirm that the committee conducted an election and appointed the chair and deputy chair of the ARG committee in the last meeting, which was held on 15th of November 2017?
That is correct, Ms. Panganis.
Okay. If yes, I refer you to section 5.1 of the ARG Terms of Reference, which states that the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee will comprise of 10 members, 8 elected members, and 2 independent members. If you elected the chair and deputy chair on the 15th of November, don't you think the committee may have breached the terms of reference of this committee by excluding the 2 appointed independent members yet to be appointed by the council? Would you consider referring the matter to the appropriate person or authority for investigation?
Ms. Panganis, you are entitled to do that if you like, but we are running the process to select the community representatives to sit on the ARG, and that process it takes a little bit of time. And CEO, have we finished?
It's been advertised.
It's been advertised. So the process is underway, and the community members will be selected when we finish the process.
Okay, the question is, don't you think you might have breached the terms of reference of this committee by excluding the 2 committee members from appointments?
CEO, you want to answer that?
The answer to that is no. We had there was a quorum to elect the members, so it didn't require the community members to have been on board to make that selection.
But the committee consists of 8 elected members and 2 community members.
So, Ms. Pangana, so, you know, there is a process that we have to go through. The elections were held at a certain time. Elected members were elected, and, you know, it takes time to select the community members.
Yeah, you could have waited until the council has appointed the 2 elected members.
So, council has... Ms. Pangana's council has made a decision. And has elected the chair and the deputy chair, and if you would like to put a complaint into you know, the appropriate authority, I'm sure that they will handle that complaint.
So the question then is, do you think you might have breached the terms of reference of this committee?
No, Ms. Panganis, I don't think we have.
And do you consider deferring the matter to an independent person or authority to look at what you have done?
I will not personally refer it to any authority, because I don't think we have breached any part of the Act or the terms of reference, but anybody else is entitled to you know, submit that complaint.
Thank you. And I refer to section 4.2.1 of my question, which was part of the minutes of the last meeting. So the question is, when do you think the calculations will be made available, as today is the day when the calculations are meant to be presented? Also, I was advised from that meeting, the meeting in September, that there were 2 versions of the internal operating procedure and recruitment. Could you please clarify the points of difference between these 2 versions, and how the changes made prevented any breaches of the recruitment process?
I will take that question on notice and get an answer to you as soon as we can, Ms. Panganis.
Next question is, I refer to the announcement you made on the website, which is this one, which states that at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on 15th of November 2017, the committee adjourned the meeting and resolved to recommence the meeting at 5:30 p.m. in Council Chambers on Tuesday, the 21st of November 2017, for the purpose of endorsing the audited financial statements to the Council. Again, from this process, you have excluded the 2 independent community members from this process. Without the participation of the 2 independent community members, don't you think this might be perceived as a conflict of interest, as identical groups, this committee and the council are making the same decision. I also note that 7.46 of the terms of reference of the ARG committee states that review and suggest improvements to the draft annual financial statements and recommend adoption of the annual financial statements to council. When did you receive the draft annual financial statements? And has this committee been given adequate time to review and suggest improvements?
Ms. Banganis, I'll take that question on notice and get an answer to you as soon as I can.
So, in regard to the last question, has this committee been given adequate time to review and suggest improvements?
Ms. Banganis, the committee will determine that when we have a look at the item.
So
as when the item comes up, if the committee members are not happy with the time that the agenda piece has been out, then I'm sure they will either adjourn it again or state their case.
So if assuming they have considered this and they didn't give an adequate time to review, I would like to know what improvements have been recommended by this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Banganis. Do I have any other further public questions? Close public question time at 5:41. And open public statement time at 5:41. Do I have any public statements? No public statements? I'll close public statement time at 5:41. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there are nil. Item A, questions from members without notice. Do I... I'll just go around the table. Deputy?
Yes, I have a few questions. I refer to a recent comment made a few weeks ago, which I felt that should have... asking the question whether it should have come back to Audit, Risk and Governance. Does the town have a recruitment and retention policy? I cannot find it.
Deputy, the...
I'm relating this back to Audit, Risk and Governance.
Okay, see ya.
I need to confirm that. We do have an IOP in terms of recruitment.
An IOP, so that's an independent, internal. So that's not a policy, though, is it?
Can you just direct your questioning to me?
So it's not a policy?
That's correct.
Internal operating procedure.
That's right. It's not a policy. Internal operating procedure. The question why I ask this is the question recently came up due to the budget allocation of housing funds. The answer that was given to us on the night was... the pools was for to recruit and retain high executive staff. Who made that policy? Who made that decision when there is no policy?
I'll take that question on notice.
Right.
Deputy?
And I do feel, through this, that I advise that it should have come back to the Audit, Risk and Governance.
Do I have a question, Deputy? A question?
Would like to have a compiled report to come back to Council. To the Audit, Risk and Governance to advise the Council, please.
CEO, can I get some advice?
Yes,
yep.
We can provide that.
Okay, we'll get that provided to you, Deputy.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, that was the only one, thank you.
Councillor Arif?
Yes, I have one. The question was just asked from the gallery about the advertising for the community members of this. The response was, it has been advertised. Can you tell me when it was advertised and in what paper?
Mm-hmm. Sia?
Sorry, I'm just going to...
It's in tomorrow's paper.
Tomorrow's paper.
It's in tomorrow's paper.
So it hasn't been advertised.
Yeah.
It's
sorry, it was meant to go in last week's newspaper. It's... Okay, sorry. Did you go in last week? It didn't. is it all going this week?
And that's the Telegraph, is it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. That's all.
Councillor Whitwell?
Sorry, it'll also go out on our website as well.
My question is that I asked a question at the previous meeting, and we've got some minutes of answering that question in here in 4.2.3. Now, that question has been deemed to be a confidential question, which I think it should not be. But what I'm asking you is, why haven't you answered my question?
Would you like that question re-answered, Councillor Whitwell?
I'd just like it answered.
See, Councillor Whitwell, yes or a no is quite... I'll get the staff to re-answer your question if you don't like the answer provided.
It's not like it's a question of whether it's
been
actually
answered. CEO, can I... Councillor Whitwell, can I get you to ask the question again?
Well, the question I've got here is whether the... is why hasn't the question I answered previously, which has been supposedly shown as an answer to a question under 4.2.3...
Councillor, I don't understand what you're actually suggesting. So could I just have the question that
question
you would like answered?
The question is, I want 4.2.3 doesn't answer the question. I want an answer to that question that's in 4.2.3.
Okay, so I've just asked you, could I have you restate the question that you would like answered?
The question is the same question that's in 4.2.3.
If I could just ask, did you receive an answer to the question?
The question is in the confidential of this arrangement, right? And there is a supposed answer, but it wasn't an answer to the question that was asked.
So then, Councillor Whitwell, could I have a rephrased question?
No, you don't. The question's fine. It's just the answer that's cruel.
Okay. Councillor Whitwell, I'm actually not happy with that response. Can we help the staff out a little bit by maybe rephrasing the question so it might be simplified, so we understand what the question is?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. That's enough. We'll move on. Councillor Carter, do you have any questions?
No.
Councillor DeCash? Councillor McGovern? Donna?
I'm unsure how to do this, but
yes.
I certainly haven't had enough time to review what was sent out last night, and I'd like to propose a motion.
To defer?
Or is that in the next bit?
We can do that in the next part of the meeting. Councillor? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, can I?
No, you're
right. Councillors?
Through the chair, I think so. It is possible to adjourn the meeting again, but I think it's probably preferable to get to the item and basically either lay it on the table or to have a resolution to deal with it at the December ARG meeting, which is already scheduled, and then close off this meeting is probably the better way to go.
Okay.
Well, clarification, does that mean at number 9?
We will, yes, hang on.
Because I can't put my hand up and say that I have duly given time.
Can I get some? Are you talking about item 12, officer reports? Is that where we?
No. The declaration.
Oh, on item 9.
It is
9.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I think the issue, like the meeting, does need to be finished.
Concluded,
it
yeah.
It does need to be concluded. But I think, like, while that's there, it is to say that if you've considered enough to know that you cannot consider it at this meeting, then you would not be lying by making that declaration.
Yeah, okay. So can I just confirm where is the best area to conclude it on in item 12?
Go to item 14, the actual
14.
Item.
Okay, the actual item.
And
okay.
then have it considered at the next ARG meeting will be the cleanest way to do
okay.
it, and then close this meeting off.
Okay. So, Councillor, was there any further questions? No? Councillor Pitt?
Yes, I have a question in regards to the swimming pools. Was that decision made on maintenance or capital?
See ya.
It's capital.
Capital.
Capital. Okay. And just my other question is the CEO able to approve capital decisions without it coming back to council?
He's able to approve capital decisions up to $350,000 as per delegated authority. Yes.
To that, it went out to tender, so if it is an approved tender,
mm-hmm.
then I can approve it up to that tender value.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions, Councillor?
No.
Okay. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please?
We've considered that we can't.
Okay.
No.
One,
no,
two,
they three.
Considered.
It's okay. Could I just have a show of hands on those who would like to vote on the item? Yep. Thank you. 4-3. Item 10, confirmation of previous minutes. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 5th of September 2017 with the officer's recommendation on page 17. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Second.
Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed. 8-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil. Item 12, reports of officers. There is nil. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given. There is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature. Would you like to put your motion forward now?
I'd like to pass a motion then, yes. Yeah, I definitely haven't had time to consider this, so I'd like to
lay it on the table.
Motion that we lay it on the table and defer it.
So we could propose a motion to defer it to the next ARG scheduled meeting.
Okay.
Would you like to do?
Yes,
I would. CEO, could I get that written up?
Mayor, do we actually have the date?
Yeah.
It's just got December.
Could I put that in my motion then, perhaps?
Yeah,
the Tuesday prior to the next ACM, which is the 12th, is that correct?
Tuesday the 5th.
The 5th? Okay, so I have a mover in Councillor Govan? McDonough? I'll get it.
Yeah.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? I seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? The motion's passed 8-0. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. 16.1, the date of the next audit.
Yeah. Excuse me, I just have a point of clarification quickly. How many do we need for a quorum? Because that's the PRC and PDC meeting, plus Warren's going to be away as well.
CEO, do we have any?
Yeah. Through the chair, I believe the meeting was tentatively booked for the 5th, but it was actually going to be on the 7th.
What's on the 7th? Something else is on the 7th.
So the 5th is okay?
7th, I can't make it. School.
Yeah, it's currently proposed the 5th, but at tomorrow night's meeting, through the confirmation of the minutes process, it is proposed to fix it for the 7th when more councils will be available.
Good.
Okay. So the next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be scheduled on the 5th of...
December 5th, 2017.
So I'll close our meeting at 5:56.